93.7, the River City's new classic rock. It goes AC/DC, the Dog and Joe Show, and you know money's talking when you see these photos we're about to post. And because the money's talking, nobody's listening. I don't know how many people have seen this ice cream machine out of this McDonald's in Louisiana. We're going to post it up on the river and the 93.7.com river page for you. Also on the Dog and Joe Show page. Does this kid deserve to lose his job? Okay, 766-9370. All our lives, we're taught to do the right thing. Wrong and right. We always hear the conversations. Tell the truth. Don't lie. At what point does doing the right thing become wrong?
Oh, never. I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong.
At any cost or sacrifice.
Well, yeah. And I know you believe that, don't you?
Well, you can see these photos. A teenage McDonald's worker says he was fired after he posted the photos of quote-unquote disgusting conditions at a restaurant where he works. The worker, named Nick, put the photos up on Twitter that show a tray of an ice cream machine at a Louisiana McDonald's store. It was caked on and moldy-looking with a substance that's indescribable, and the photos went viral with more than 30,000 retweets and likes. The kid says, I shared it because I want people to know what they're consuming and how disgusting these conditions are. He didn't want to give his last name. He goes on to say, a few days later, he posted more photos. He showed frozen patties, frozen chicken nuggets, frozen fries. A couple days later, he returns. He was fired. And then he says, McDonald's banned me. I cannot go to that restaurant or any other local restaurants again. The owner of the McDonald's in Louisiana says that he has a long history of passing regular health department inspections.
Isn't it good, though, that we have people like this that expose companies so we know the truth?
The good old whistleblower debate. Are whistleblowers good or bad? Or are they hungry for attention? Are they disgruntled? Or are they out for justice? It's like the conversation. You remember Breakfast Club, Ali Sheedy, and Molly Ringwald? If you say you haven't, you're a prude. If you say you have, you're a slut. You want to, but you can't. And when you do, you wish you didn't. That's what this is. That's what whistleblowing is.
I think the kid should get his job back. Honestly, it was their dirty machine.
Yeah, but dirty or not, according to the owner, they weren't in violation of any health codes. There was nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I saw the pictures. They should be, and you know they should be.
But here's the thing. I think whistleblowers, a lot of times, are entitled attention whores who just want the fame and the notoriety.
Well, the kid took a picture of a dirty ice cream machine.
Yeah.
And that's what he put up on the internet. How could he have possibly wanted fame?
Yeah, but that's what kids, they do all kinds of stupid stuff for internet fame nowadays. And I'm not talking about just the kid. I think whistleblowers in general are entitled, and they're lazy, and they're attention whores a lot of times.
Well, how can you say this kid was lazy, though? You don't know how hard this kid worked.
Okay, well, I know that in the time it took to post the photos and write these captions, he could have easily grab some 409 and a rag and clean the machine if it bothered him so much. He could have done the work.
Maybe that wasn't his job.
Well, according to the photos, if you see these and we'll post them up, it was no one's job. 766-9370. Should this kid lose his job? And you'll see the photos here shortly.
I think about all the horrible stuff that we learn because of whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they keep us safe because they expose the dirty and they expose the corrupt.
Okay, unless they're like Eric Snowden, and they jeopardize our national safety and security and protected secrets.
Hey, some people think that dude's a hero.
Others think he's a traitor.
Yeah, but I think anyone who says something is wrong or illegal shouldn't be called a traitor and or lose their job.
See, me, on the other hand, I think McDonald's did the right thing because, and I truly believe this, you have an obligation and a responsibility to your employer. If they feel betrayed or it violates their policies, you deserve termination.
Even if your employer's doing the wrong thing.
Okay, looking at the photos, it looks awful. It is atrocious. But according to the owner, he's got a long history of passing the health department inspections.
Well, I would like to know who the health department inspector is, because that was one of the grossest things I've ever... And you think about how many people listening right now are going to get themselves an ice cream from any fast food establishment on the way home.
Yeah, or any type of food
right.
from fast food. I don't know who the inspector is. Maybe some of this blame should fall back on the health department.
I don't even know what I saw in that picture. I don't even know what that was. What was that? Was that grease? Was that mold? What was that?
It looked like it came out of an auto repair shop. It looked like an oil pan. I don't know what the funk was.
And how does it not get into the ice cream that's going into the cone?
I do not know, but we're going to post the photos up, Dog and Joe Facebook, River Facebook, and 937theriver.com, so you can see this. I'm here to tell you, and I'm not going after any one fast food joint in particular. This is all over the internet. Once you see this, I don't think you'll eat fast food again. I don't even think you'll eat again. I don't know what it is, but he posted it.
It's pretty gross, man. It really is.
It's rough. Patrick, welcome. How are you?
Hi, doing great.
Good morning. Hey, Patrick. Good morning.
So my experience with McDonald's is that they have a very good clean safety record. I mean, if you've ever watched how they clean their restaurant, they actually go in there with a garden hose and spray everything down on the floor, soap it up. Floor drains. I mean, they even go so far as to clean the sidewalk every morning.
Okay, let's take a pause on this because I want you to think about this.
I also worked for a McDonald's.
You did?
Yes, I did, and he's right about that. And I was privy to that. I cleaned the floor with the hose.
And anyone that's ever been to a McDonald's on an early morning, everyone knows about that dark red tile they use or brown tile. It's somewhat slippery, and that's why that tile's there, because it's easy to clean, and they can hose almost any part of that restaurant out.
Yep.
I'm not jumping on McDonald's, but I don't think there's many people out there that can't jump on this particular location.
This isn't a company thing.
No, this isn't a norm.
Yeah, this is just that dude's place.
Yeah.
Where that guy works at.
But still, his place or not, should the kid have been fired? You say no?
No. I say absolutely not.
I say yes. What do you say, Patrick?
I say he should have been fired. I mean, he should have cleaned that tray, not take a picture of it. He's the problem, you know?
Isn't that...
Why do you say that, Patrick? I'm curious about that.
Well, we're talking about a tray. He could have just picked it up, take it over to the hot wash, and just clean it.
Yeah, but why is he the problem?
You know, that's the problem with kids these days.
They
don't want to be the solution. They just want to take
proactive.
They want someone else to do their job.
But how many kids before that kid? I mean, that could have... You're absolutely right. That kid could have possibly been the one to clean that thing out. But how many people... That looked like that thing had sat there. The person that probably installed that's probably 60 now, running the cash register. That thing hasn't been cleaned in years.
I don't think it was ever cleaned.
I've never seen funk like that.
They plugged it in from the factory, and the guys that plugged it in walked, and it wasn't touched since inception.
That came with the machine.
But this is the point that I make. This kid could have grabbed the 409 in a rag, and instead of wanting his viral award...
Well, we don't know if he didn't. I'm sure he didn't shove it back in there like that.
And I'm not raising my hand saying I would have wanted to be the first in line to clean this thing. But see how mentality and how people work nowadays? Instead of being proactive and wanting to slap the horse in the ass and jump on and ride it, why didn't he take pictures of how clean he keeps his restaurant? Why doesn't he want to be prideful and to show people that he's on? Why didn't he say, look what I cleaned tonight? You don't see these kids taking pictures of how hard they work and how shiny the stainless steel is. You all see him wanting to rat out the dirt and the filth and what's wrong. They don't want to fix it. And that could have easily been just a big sensation on the internet had he cleaned it instead of bitched about it and said, ooh, it's icky.
You're talking like a before or after?
Not even an after. I mean a before. He should have just done his job. That's what people do. If something's dirty and you're getting paid, clean the goddamn thing.
I think he yanked that thing out of there and damn near thought he saw a dinosaur. I mean, I can't even imagine the thought process running through that young guy's mind as he pulled that thing out of that ice cream machine and realized that he had served, or customers had been served, ice cream through that thing. I mean, that's ghastly.
See, but he's upset and people are in an uproar because he got fired. Had he cleaned it and been proactive, who knows? The guy, the proprietor, the owner, he could have come in and said, oh my God, little Johnny Jenkins, that hasn't been cleaned since 68. I'm going to give you a nickel raise. He could have easily flipped it around in his behalf.
Okay, possibly that could be the case. One's going to imagine the owner of that establishment wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know. Diane, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
My first time calling.
Oh, Diane. Okay, right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, my son had a similar experience. He didn't post on Facebook, but he worked at a McDonald's here in Granite Bay. And
again, for anyone calling, we don't need location names. You can simply just say fast food, because this is not a witch hunt against McDonald's.
No, God, not by any means.
We've established McDonald's is clean. You don't have that many locations and that many billions served running a dump. You just don't.
No, it just happened to be them.
Yeah.
What he experienced was one of his coworkers had, you know, the tray that collects, like, when you pour orange juice and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the coworker took that tray and poured it into a cup and gave it and served it.
Goo! Blah! And again? Again? You're not going to find this in any employee manual. These are scumbag kids doing scumbag things.
That's right.
That you'll find at any restaurant, fast food, or otherwise USA.
That is Josie Grossi right there.
There were other things that happened, and he went to the management, and he was let go.
Because of that.
Wow.
And you know, that's hearsay. That's coming from you to us, so we
have to
take it.
Unless you're going to sign an affidavit.
Right.
Yeah, we're just taking what you're saying. We don't know if it's true or not.
But in the grand scheme of things, I don't agree with that either.
There had to be more to it, though, right, Diane? Did you get the whole story from your son?
Well, yeah. He had a couple experiences where he saw things that were in violation, and he went to the management, and they let him go.
Well,
I got to tell you, from my point of view, let's just say there was a kid who was working in an establishment, maybe like a Chili's or something along the way before he got into radio.
Something had a flair.
Something like that. Let's say this kid was a pot smoker, so he was constantly hungry. Let's possibly say there was a walk-in freezer, walk-in refrigerator room. And in that walk-in room, they kept cheese in a closed container.
Tub.
And you go through a lot of cheese in a place like Chili's where you're putting it on a...
Or a place like Chili's.
Yeah, anywhere like that. Let's say this kid would go in there and his hands would be clean, but he would take cheese out of the thing and eat it randomly.
Mm.
The shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Now, would that be something that would be in violation of a health code?
Is that something you think should be in violation of a health code?
Well, let's say that this kid is now possibly in his late 30s or early 40s, and he looks back at that time and he thinks, man, maybe that kid he knew back then shouldn't have done that.
Let's ask that guy that's now in his 40s if he'd like to eat cheese on his plate from a scumbag dope-smoking rat that had his fingers in the cheese. Would that guy want that on his plate?
I gotta say no.
Okay.
But that scumbag dope smoking rat never double dipped.
Well, then that makes it all the better. Yes, and I challenge all the other dope smoking rats out there. If you're not double dipping, help yourself. You know good damn well that's a violation.
I know.
That is a violation.
It really is.
That scumbaggery is what that is. And I know that this person you're talking about is not you.
No, God, why would it ever be me? I hate cheese.
Yeah. Why would anyone think that that's not a violation? Would you want someone touching your plate? And I know things end up on our plates at restaurants every day. Would you want to eat that?
I can't say that I would, but in defense of that scumbag dope-smoking rat, I mean, who keeps shredded cheese in a tub with a removable lid scrumptiously like that?
It looks so soft and delicious.
It does. I mean, how do you withhold dipping a finger in there?
Yeah. Let's go to Zach. Zach, welcome.
Yes. Morning, guys.
Hi, Zach.
We've lived in California forever. Oh, and first-time caller, by the way.
Oh, there he is, Zach. Okay. All right.
Oh, man, I love when you guys call in.
And so that we moved to Louisiana 5 years ago now, and just, I mean, the state is great, everything about it, but, man,
hold
the people
on, back
here are...
Up. Whoa, you're saying Louisiana's great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can do more, you know, fishing, hunting, all that good stuff, but the people here are just terribly lazy. I mean, McDonald's is always dirty, you have trash, and it could be...
In Louisiana.
It could be a fancy restaurant, they don't sweep, they don't... clean nothing. I mean, just the other day we got a big.
Okay, so you're saying in general,
was on
Louisiana is a dirtier state.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's underwater anyway, isn't it? I mean, a lot of Louisiana land is covered in swamp and water.
Maybe that's just it. Hurricane Katrina, put this ice cream machine underwater back with the hurricane, and it never got cleaned out.
That could be.
I don't know. I don't know exactly where this town is.
I mean, we just had that flood in 2016, and it just people do not let go here. That's all they talk about is things from 30 years ago.
I don't know why the whole damn state is not condemned. I mean, I think they need to chop Louisiana off with Florida and put it on top of Florida and then chop Florida off and let it float to Cuba.
No, just the bottom end of Louisiana. The top of it's okay. Are you listening to us on the app right now?
Yeah, absolutely, every day.
Welcome to the program, dude.
You're calling from Louisiana?
Yep, right now.
We're nationwide right now.
Yeah, that's what the radio app is.
Awesome.
For almost all of our lives and just moved here. So.
Hey, I bet your sister's naked. I'll let you go.
You quit that. Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing, man. It's good to have you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Zach. Yeah, one more. Let's go to James. Welcome.
Morning, guys.
Hi, James.
Hey, I think the kid should have been fired, honestly, from McDonald's. If his real concern was people's health, he'd have reported the restaurant to a health inspector or something like that. By taking the pictures and posting it, all he wanted to do was get his 15 minutes of fame. He wasn't concerned about anybody's health.
That's where I'm at. And how long did this go on, or how long did he look at it before he snapped the photos? And if he was truly even more concerned about people's health, he would have cleaned it himself.
We don't know. He didn't know.
It doesn't say that he cleaned it.
We do not know that he did not clean that out. Odds are there is no way that kid took that thing out of there, snapped a picture of it, and then shoved it back into that machine like that.
I think he did.
No way.
I think he was more concerned
about
the glamour.
You're not going to hose that out with a sprayer? Come on.
I don't think there's anyone that would want to touch it. And again, we'll post it up so you can see it. But I think whistleblowers in general are all the same. They want the attention. They want to be those rough riders, those barnstormers that show up and make the nation go, oh my God, this guy's unveiled a conspiracy. They want all these retweets and all these likes and thumbs up and hearts and all this crap. That's more important to them than actually doing the right thing. So in this case, I don't think the whistleblowing was the right thing, because he could have done the right thing and he didn't.
Well, I can see it from that point of view, but I strongly disagree with you.
766-9370. We'll post the photo so you can see this machine, and then you can run out and grab yourself an ice cream today.
Oh, God.
Hey, I just thought about maybe all that sludge and all that in Louisiana, maybe that's the topping. Maybe after they squirt the ice cream out, maybe that's what they used to make the sundaes with.
That is awful.